Good morning, everyone. This is Christine. I'm only going to be here to do the interview this morning with Mark, and I have to say thank you to Brenda for filling in for me while I've been a little bit under the weather. So I do have our first candidate in the studio this morning, and I'm speaking with Mark Hornshaw, who is the Libertarian lead candidate for the Port Macquarie Hastings Council elections. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Christine. Great to be here.
Sorry, so I forgot to press your button.
Oh, that's all right. Hi, Christine. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Mark, tell me a little of who Mark Hornshaw is.
Well, yes. So I'm 49 years old. I'm a father of six kids and grandpa of two. And I live at Lawn. We've got a business there called Bar Bush Co. Some people might have visited us for the Hastings Farmgate Tour that we participate in each year. And I'm also a university lecturer. I'm on leave at the moment for this semester while I'm running for council. But I teach economics and entrepreneurship and management. I've been doing that for the last 15 years, and I've been in business, of various different kinds of businesses, besides Bar Bush Co., for sort of all my working life.
Mm-hmm. So you've been a busy man.
I've always been busy, yes.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we move
well,
on?
People might know me from 2022. I ran for the federal election for the seat of Lyon.
Yes. That's probably where they know you, yes, I'd say so.
So our party at that time was called the Liberal Democrats.
Right.
And we've changed their name to the Libertarian Party.
Okay. And I have to say thank you because I did read about you, and I thought it would be best to let our listeners know a little bit about yourself. So tell me, what are your visions for the Port Macquarie Hastings area in the next few years?
Well, I think that people, individuals forming the community through voluntary interaction, people bring their vision. I don't really believe it's the job of the council to sort of treat everybody like little children and say we're the parent and we'll set the vision around here. I think the vision for council is a council that gets on with its job, that does a good job of what they're supposed to be doing, you know, and like maintaining the parks and the sporting fields and fixing potholes and footpaths and delivering water and those basic services they're tasked with. In terms of like community, communities formed by you and me and the next person voluntarily interacting. People starting a family, running a business, working a job, building a garden, joining a club or a church. This is really where community is. So, I support private property rights and I support individual freedom. That's why we're the Libertarian Party. We believe in liberty.
Thank you for that. And with regard, I did read on your pamphlet that your group fight for a reduction in rates. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, well, you know, the council is not the community. The council is tasked with certain things that they need to do, but we want more money, more resources in the actual community, which means, in the voluntary sector, in people voluntarily interacting. And so we want council to take less. Council has about 667 staff or something like that, but that doesn't mean those are all people that are out in the high vis, mowing the grass and fixing the roads and things. A lot of that is, head office people who, and a lot of the sort of people that are attracted to work in bureaucracies are not the people that are attracted to doing those sort of mundane but important jobs. Often it's people who want to change the world. Often it's people who want to change the temperature of the planet.